reaches for the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Wow. Did I say it? He's a stud.
Yeah.
Maurice Jones-Drew is a stud.
The chip on Maurice Jones-Drew's shoulder would never go away. Not even when he passed Fred Taylor and Jimmy Smith on the team's all-time touchdown list. He never forgot that every team passed on him in the first round, and he wasn't going to let any of them forget it.
Because he had an I'll show you attitude. I'm going to stick it to you, and I'm not going to try to run away from you. You're going to bring it on, and we're going to go head-to-head, and we'll see if I don't knock you back 3 or 4 yards.
When you think of him, you think tough. I mean, I stood eye-to-eye with him, and I stand 5'6". I mean, imagine that guy taking all the shots he took and getting up and doing it over and over again. He was a bowling ball. I mean, that's what he was. He was a round mound of running the football. That's what he was.
Jones-Drew wasn't tall, but he certainly wasn't small. He could run over you or by you. And one thing is for certain, despite his stature, the footprint he left on the Jaguars was huge.
When he came onto the scene and the way he played those first 5 years, but I always remember thinking, my gosh, this guy takes a lot of shots. And he always would get back up.
He won the rushing title in 2011 with, I think, maybe one run over 25 yards. And I always said that year was as impressive as any year I've ever covered any player in 20 years because he won the rushing title because he wanted to win the rushing title.
The irony of Maurice Jones-Drew's size is that it made fans watch him wonder as the guy who wasn't the biggest played bigger than everyone else.